Let's talk about the future and see what you can see. What do you see for Israel as we are right now? Here we are in September 2010. There are so-called peace talks with Israel and Palestine. Do you have any comment about what you see, if that's ever going to be settled in, say, 10, 20 years from now?
I really don't. I mean, there's people like the Prime Minister who have far greater knowledge of this. All I can talk about just very briefly is in Beth Lynn more than anything, which is based on the Child Abuse Network, which is where kids come with their families to be treated for child abuse and examined and everything. We treat anyone who walks in that door, whether it be an Israeli Arab, a Palestinian, a Druze. We have an inclusive, open policy. I think that if you saw the size of that country and understood the proximities, you would understand some of the problems a little more. But one of the things that Israel does need is security. I spend a great deal of my summers in Jerusalem. I know that people criticize the wall, that I sleep at night a little safer, and when I walk in Jerusalem and I pass a bus, I don't worry as much about a bomb as I used to. I'm hoping that in somebody's lifetime there is peace, but I'm not sure when, where, or how.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many problems. You know, if two kids could sit down at a table like you and I are sitting now and have a discussion, it could be possible. But I don't think that will ever happen. So again, I don't know.
Right.
I can't even answer it factually.
Through your philanthropy, you should have the feeling that you're repairing the world to some extent. Tell about the joy that you must have making a difference, if you can think of specific stories or generally.
I can't think of specific stories right now. I mean, I can think of all the letters that I've gotten, whether it's from a child who was able to go to Quartz Mountain because of our involvement there, or somebody with the Parent Child Center, or somebody going to the Schusterman Benson Library here, or just walking the campus of OU Tulsa, or talking like I did last Friday to the YPI group and listening to what they've learned over the past 3 years. I just feel very blessed. And what I'd like to pass on to people is that if people could understand the kind of joy and pleasure that you get when you help somebody else. One of the stories that I tell people is something that has nothing to do with money. It's taking just a little bit of time. I was running around the streets of New York City a couple of years ago, late for a meeting as usual, and I saw a young man getting ready to cross a very busy street who was blind. I stopped him for a moment because traffic was coming, and I said to him, "Where are you going?" And he was headed in the total opposite direction. So I turned him around, and he and I walked together to where he needed to go. And just the feeling of bringing him safely to where he needed to go was such a sense of purpose. And if you have a problem, if you're feeling sorry for yourself, if you're feeling blue that day, if you're feeling stressed, if you just take the time to reach out and even smile or say hello to somebody, I cannot begin to tell you the joy and the pleasure I get and how I feel so blessed and fortunate to be able to do this, to make this world a better place.
Right. And in that instance, you didn't have to have wealth to do what you did. And so the importance of teaching our children to share with the community of whatever resource they have is important.
Totally. I think it's vitally important. There's a group that I help in Jerusalem, well, in Israel, not Jerusalem, of children that live below the poverty level. And they have after-school care. It's called a Kadima Club. They were so excited and so proud of themselves because they were able to do a soda pop cans collection and turn those in for money so they could help those people who were less fortunate than themselves. I think that it's something that we all need to learn, and it's called Victory Garden. And I look at the young people that are working there to grow vegetables and stuff to help the food banks and all the other needy people in Tulsa. And I think right now when you open up the paper like I did yesterday to the Tulsa World and you see the needs, to realize that there are people here in Tulsa that are going hungry. You can look at how you can get involved with the Day Center for the Homeless or the Food Bank or Goodwill or some of the organizations. That's really very easy to make a difference, and what a difference it can make in someone else's life.